We're going to roll them, and I'll go through them again later, Jeremiah, while they're looking. But Jackie and Pat, Paul, come on up here. First off, Vince is not here. He had to work tonight. You know, he's a fireman. And Vince was able to move his schedule around that he was able to come with us and spend the week. This is about my 25th trip that I've made, 25 years of going on volunteer Christian builders. But as a church, I want you guys to know I was blessed to have these guys with me. They worked hard, they worked long, and they were definitely a beacon of light from New Hope and showing what it's like to be God-like. So I don't want to give them a fat head, but I was real proud of being associated with these guys this week. I'm sorry that Vince's not here to hear that, okay? Each of them are going to make a little presentation, and then I'll go over it with you.
Okay, this is only my second trip, but it was a blessing to go with them. I just went to be a blessing more than anything else. I wasn't expecting to be blessed, but I was very blessed. It was an honor to serve with these guys. It was fun. It was a lot of work, and it was pretty hot. But it was okay. It was good. We took plenty of breaks, and we were fed better than we deserve, I believe, because we were fed pretty well. Every day was something different, you know. When we got ready to leave, Lonnie said, "What'd you work on yesterday?" I couldn't tell you. I worked on so many things. I just went, whatever John or Lonnie said, go do this, go do that. That's what I did. And so I just tried to be the best I could. It was an honor to get to meet a lot of these people that are coming from Missouri, Oklahoma, far north Texas, Cypress area. I kind of knew them through the Facebook page, but I did not know them as a person. It was good to be able to put a face with a name. And so when you see something going on in their life, you know who you're praying for. So it was good to just be part of this. I don't know. I'm not a big speaker, so I get stage fright pretty easy. So I'm going to just while I'm up here, I just like to thank New Hope for letting me be part of this church, because it's very important to me. And I just thank you.
Colossians 3:23 was read this morning, and Brother Lee has talked about it in services before, and it says, "Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as to the Lord rather than to men." And that's what we do when we go to these volunteer Christian builders group episodes, or whatever you want to call it, because we want to do it heartily as to the Lord. And Pastor Lee has talked about it, even in our daily jobs, we're working for the Lord. We're working for a boss here on this earth, but we need to be acting and working as if we're working for the Lord. First Thessalonians 4, verses 11 and 12 says, "Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, attend to your own business, and work with your hands, just as we commanded, that you may behave properly toward outsiders and not be in any need." Those are probably my verses in the Bible. They were put in there for me. And that's that's what we do. We serve the Lord with our hands, and I do, in any way that I can, and that's the same around here at this church. We go as a group to some place where they have a need, and we try to supply that need. And John has gotten Jack and Vince and I involved, and we're looking at the faces out here, who's going to be next? Because there's always room for more, because there is work to be done out there. I'm thankful for health and the ability to be available, and that's all I can say. I don't have the skills that John and Lonnie and some of the other folks have. I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none, and just kind of like Jack said, when John or Lonnie or somebody said jump, I just said how high and which direction, you know, because that's what we need to be, just available. God doesn't call the able; He calls the available and makes them able. Volunteer Christian Builders is another family to me. We have a home family, my wife and our family. We have a church family here, and we're certainly thankful for that. We're glad to be a part of this family, and Pastor Lee is the leader, the shepherd. And now we have another family, the Volunteer Christian Builders, and it's amazing. Like Jack said, we meet the same people over and over, and each one of them with the same bent. They're there to serve God. Some more dedicated than others, and some more able than others. And John will speak about the patriarch of the family and the pecking order down through the group, and Jack and I are the gophers. So they tell us which nail to hit, and we swing hard just in case we hit it. I want to thank the church once again for their support and their prayers, because last year when we went to Big Springs, the church put some money together and paid for our fuel to go out there. And this time when we were down in Oak Island, we know that you were praying for us so we wouldn't hit our thumb at the very least. I don't think anybody did get seriously hurt. A few Band-Aids here and there and some sore muscles coming back, but it was fine. The pastor at the CCF Community Christian Fellowship Church, in his final prayer Saturday morning as we were breaking up to come home, prayed and thanked God for allowing us to get done what He wanted us to get done. We were a little bit frustrated because it rained most every day, and there were things that we would have liked to have seen get done before we left, but some things didn't get done, but the pastor there was happy, and he prayed, "Thank you, Lord, for letting these men get done what you wanted them to get done in this time." So thank you. Join up. It's fun. Hard work.
Again, I'm very blessed that I got to share some time with Paul, Jack, and Vince. And I can only emphasize that there is a, for each and every one of you, I personally am very proud that these men came along with me. We started at 6 o'clock in the morning. Each morning ate breakfast around 8 o'clock, had a devotional at 10 o'clock, and each of the men led a different devotional. We had lunch around 12, another devotional at 2 o'clock, dinner around 6, work till 8:30 or 9. I think the hardest day, which happened to be the last day for us, was because of the rain delay, as the pastor down there was just hoping that we would get all the trusses on. Well, we're talking 48 trusses that had to be installed. So, as you might be able to see in some of these pictures here, these trusses were 62 feet long, and it took six guys standing on another truss that's tied together by a couple of 2x4s to anchor the rest of the trusses together. It was a very hot day. Every time it rained, it went from 85 degrees to about 120 degrees heat index down there. And when we got to the last truss, it was broken. It was on the bottom of the pallet. So there was about 30 minutes that we were standing out there in the sun, hanging from those trusses, waiting for them to get that last one up there. But, you know, we all looked at each other, and we all said, "Are we okay?" And we were had people supplying us with waters, and a lot accomplished through the strength of the Lord that we were able to accomplish that what we did. Paul made up a very good point, and Pastor Mark Begley, is that his name, made it a point to us, and it made me feel a lot better in the fact that, you know, we only go down there for a week, and my objective when I go down there is that to get done as much as we can in that week, bar none interruption, rain or anything. And, you know, it rained 4 of the 6 days that we were there. So it was very frustrating. And but Brother Mark, as Paul mentioned, said that, you know what, the Lord wanted us to accomplish exactly what He wanted done. So it made it a lot easier for me to deal with that week because of that. Let me talk about the Volunteer Christian Builders. We're an organization that started as Builders in Christ, if anybody remembers that, in 1963. First building that we put up was in Colorado. I wasn't part of that group, but it was in Colorado. And since then, now we have over 2,000 members in the Volunteer Christian Builders. And I'm not just talking men. I am talking ladies also. Ladies were very critical in us doing the work here. As a matter of fact, there's about four or five of them that even accomplished, as you'll see in some of these pictures, accomplished some of the work that we were doing there. This location that we were at this year was blown down during the hurricane in 2008. In 2012, the Volunteer Christian Builders came down in there and they rebuilt their sanctuary. And the work that we were doing down there was an addition to the sanctuary, another 20 feet, just like what we did here. And it was 20 foot by 60. And the Sunday school building was going to be 60 feet by 70 feet. So that's what we were working on during that week that we were there. It's on piers. It's got bolted stringers to beams, piers into the ground. The piers are down 4 feet. So it was a very skillful way of being able to work 5 feet off the ground, putting in walls in there. It was inch and a quarter tongue and groove flooring that was installed. And like I said, when the sun gets on that, it'd be just like working on concrete. It was very hot. It held water for a while, and which made it very steamy conditions during those 4 days that it rained on us. We currently have 26 different job projects going on all the way from Washington State to Florida, as far east as Pennsylvania to New Mexico, going on with different groups. These men and ladies that go on these trips are fully funded by themselves. Without the contributions from a church to help outlay some of their expenses, they take the money out of their own pocket. We have different groups. We have a retired men's group that goes out 26 weeks of a 52-week trip. They spend 1 week, travel for a week, and go out and work on another job. They may sometimes be at one location for 2 to 3 weeks at a time and then move on. We've been very fortunate over the years that all the host churches that we've been going to, one, takes care of us. They feed us well and provide lodging in most cases, or we bring our own lodging. In my case, I've brought my tent and my air conditioner and have made myself a home while we're there at the jobs. This past week that we were there, we slept 3 nights in the church because the lodge was available only for 5 days, Sunday night through Thursday night. And so we slept on Paul's leaky air mattress, and but we're really blessed by what we were doing on there. Being a member of Volunteer Christian Builders, is that what Paul said? And that is just being available. I know that, not everybody is skilled. Vince is a fireman, and Jackie's a plumber. They don't use hammers every day. They don't use skill saws every day. But listen, men like that and Paul say, hey, what can I do? Where do you need me? And they're there. So we're very blessed to have them. 25 years of going, I've gone to Colorado. I've gone as far north as to Kansas, Salina, Kansas. I've gone as far east as eastern Arkansas, all the way over to the White River. I've been in numerous states, Louisiana 4 or 5 times, Oklahoma, numerous towns here in Texas. Not everyone is perfect, but you know what? God sends us out there, and God is going to use us. And we make the conditions fit for us, whether we have to stay in a hotel or we have to sleep on the floor or whatever the house it is. I know when I went to Moffett, Texas, about 10 years ago, that town, which is over by Fort Hood, has soft water throughout the city. Anybody use soft water and shampoo? Yeah, so it will wake you up. We do have a team leader and a crew leaders on our teams, And it's mainly for observation and safety so that nobody is getting hurt. In this condition this past week, we were 5 feet off the ground, so we wanted to make sure that everybody was doing what you normally would do. You couldn't do on this particular job, jump off the edge and hold the wall up, you know what I mean? So it was very important. We do have safety classes, and we make sure that we try to unplug all our equipment when we're on our breaks so that children that are running around, and we do have children come out on these jobs, and that they're not getting hurt by picking up the equipment and trying to run a skill saw. Nobody under the age of 18 is allowed to use any of the electronic equipment that we use, such as skill saws and every things. You can bring an RV. Usually we have hookups for RVs in a lot of our locations that we go to. So, Ken, if you and your wife want to go, you know, to a trip to Pagosa Springs next year, you know, bring your RV along and we'll park you there. We have a date set already, and that's going to be June 26th through June 30th is the official work days for next year. The problem we have is we don't know where we're going. But we've already set our schedule so that men and women that are working can go to their employers and set their vacations up so that they'll be available to go on that particular day. Okay? We did make the newspapers, Volunteer and Christian Builders. It's a local newspaper, and we like to have that. It's not for us. It's for the local community to let them know. It talks everything about Community Christian Church that we were working on. This church has grown in leaps and bounds, even though they got blown away in 2008 by the hurricane. That's a growing church. They got a great pastor and some great programs going on down there. But we did hit the newspapers. Sue Horth, the one who is the contributing writer of this, was the owner of this newspaper, and she's retired. And now she just does contributing writing for the newspaper itself. But it shows where we showed up on the location, beginning the work, men, women, and children. And I will go through some of these pictures. Are we close to the end? Are we repeated? Or okay, would you stop? Yeah. Okay, does anybody have any questions right now? Any questions for me? No? All right, Jeremiah, let's go ahead and restart it. And I might be able to talk you through these pictures. Okay? We got plenty of time, Ronnie? It is 18 miles south of Attawack is where this is located, on Highway 562, not 563 like the maps say. It's Highway 562. All right. This is the beams already put in. This is our pre-work. We went down there. Us three went down there and Miss Pat and drove down there to take a look at the site, what we were going to be looking at. And you can see all those beams put in the ground, ready to go. And we're matching the same height as the existing church, which is 5 feet above the ground level. That was the minimum level that we could go. They couldn't be down to 2 feet, couldn't be down to four. Had to be at least 5 feet off the ground. Every place else, and I think I've got some pictures in here, every place else that we've seen has all got all the homes are on stilts, 12, 15 feet up in the air, and mainly because of the hurricane. You know, it's not the hurricane that hurts, it's the surge. Yeah, for those people that were flooded this past week, you'll know what the power of water can do. It can take away just about everything, okay? So the surge is what they were protecting. You go ahead and keep rolling it, Jeremiah. I'm sorry, and I'll talk through it. All right? And if anybody's got any questions, they need to. These are the stringers that had to be put in there. Both ends of those stringers are put on with a 12-inch 3-inch head bolted together. So we had to meet certain hurricane conditions down there as far as putting this building together. Everything had a strap on it or a tie clip of some kind, either from the stringers to the floor, stringers to the wall to the top plates. Everything had to be tied in together when we were doing this. This is the lodge that we stayed at. The church rented the lodge for 5 days for us, and it was a great facility for us. Had, I think, 11 or 12 bedrooms in there. We won't talk about the snorers, but we could hear them. but this is the appearance from the lodge looking out toward the other side of Attawack, Trinity Bay, out here, so you're probably looking way over. You could see the southern part of Kemer and what have you, okay? A couple of the local restaurants that were there that we tried to visit. All right, there's back up one, Jeremiah. There's the anchor sitting out there in the front. You see it? And Brother Lee came down to visit us one day. I think it was Tuesday. And he was so impressed with the crosses that he's wanting those. He's always wanted to have some crosses out in front of our church. So we're going to work it out with Ron Wade and see how we can get those churches, those crosses installed out in our front. Go ahead, Jeremiah. It was muddy there. It's kind of a yucky clay that they had laid out there. So if you're wearing 12-ounce shoes, you ended up with 12-pound shoes after you walk through that stuff, if you know what I'm talking about. And these are double stringers that are on here with blocks, and everything is tied in with bolts, inch and a quarter tongue and groove flooring. And this flooring is guaranteed. This is the current sanctuary. That wall you're looking at right now is where the blowout is going to be. They're going to blow that out, that 20 feet, and add that part. So the sanctuary will be actually a full 180 degrees on the new addition on it. Kitchen facilities are picture from the front. This is in their current building right now, in their sanctuary. We never got to that point, needless to say. See, we had to do a little bit of corrections there. You can eye those stringers down. We had a little height and lowering problem. Here's a couple of houses that are no more, and there's a couple that have been rebuilt out there. You can tell the rebuilt ones, they all got hardy board plank on them and freshly painted and what have you. The rule of thumb down there is that, listen, if you want to live there and you don't mind losing stuff because of the hurricanes, you're welcome to live there. But, you know, if you've got all your stuff below house level and the hurricane comes along, you may not find it there tomorrow. So great commitment. This is Oak Island. That was Oak Island, by the way. The big tree that was out there on that sandbar has already been blown down because of the hurricane. But they didn't change the name of the town to Bush Island. They just left it at Oak. Come on, Marjorie, go along with it. All right, here we are, ready to go. We're getting ready to lay out our plates. And we got our ramp that we're going to be working off of. They could not tie the two buildings together. If they did, they would have had to put in commercial fire extinguishing because of the size of the buildings. So they're adding the 20-foot to the sanctuary, and then there's about an 8-foot piece between the church and the Sunday school building, so they wouldn't have to pay for getting fire extinguishing throughout the whole thing. Thank God for those tents, guys. That man that you saw is our crew chief. He comes out of Seneca, Missouri. We went up to his place about 14 years ago and worked on his church, and he was so impressed by what we were doing. We had a different leader at that time, Harry Holland, and Harry Holland had a heart attack, as a matter of fact, on the way from his job site, and it was the first church that we had built where we got to put the steeple on it, and so Harry Holland died in peace, knowing that he accomplished something in all the years that he had gone. And Lonnie was so impressed with it, he wanted to know if he could come the next year, and he's been with us ever since. He does remodeling and construction in Seneca, Joplin, Missouri, as a matter of fact. Here's one of our rain days. He's our. There's our chief right there, and notice we got war paint on him, and we decided that we better take it off because it might have been rain paint. We don't know, but... Some of the ladies preparing our Italian dinner, wasn't it, Paul? Wasn't it? Italian lunch that they served for us? There was no shortage of food. Can I get an amen, guys? Hey. I'm not a gumbo guy, but I'm going to tell you, on a Friday, they cooked up some gumbo. and it was a shrimp chicken gumbo, and I'm telling you, I had to go back and get seconds. I had to force myself, you know what I mean? All right? Albert Brown and his wife, Betty, and I don't know who this guy is over here on this side. Albert's, he owns a printing company and mostly deals with doctors. He does all your, you know, the pharmacy slips that the doctors give you when you, that's what he does. You can keep moving. I'll try to, okay. Earl and Barbara Manning, he's a retired fireman, Captain Manning. Don and Trevor Boyer in the back. They're out of Seneca, Missouri. Earl and Barbara live in Cypress. He had rotocup surgery. He really couldn't do any heavy lifting this year, so we're blessed to have him. There's the Walmart shopping list. Closest Walmart was either in Beaumont or back to Baytown. We were kind of like in between them. So it was great. There's our team leader right there, Volley Tyler. He lives in Walla. 41 years he's been doing this. And it was a blessing. I don't know who that guy is. The tall man on the left is David Green. He's out of Sunray, Texas. That's north of Dumas in the Panhandle. Him and a friend of his came down. We went up there, and he came to Hermitage, Missouri with us. And the next year, his friend was in a plane wreck. They were his friend and his brother-in-law. They were going on a fishing trip to Corpus Christi, and he kind of stayed away from us because he missed his friend Jim. But he decided that the Lord needed him back here, so we were blessed to see him. It's been 7 years. We got our cotton tables already set up. We're probably doing trimmers, corners. You know, I really don't know. The work was just moving along. And this is what we got to deal with. If you go about another 1,000 yards, Paul, would you say, is the bayou. It's called Double Bayou down there. We got a bayou on two sides of us where this was going. One of the young ladies right here, Michelle, when I first went, she's married now, no children, but there's her husband, Andy. And Irene is the team leader's wife. But, you know, these my girls... And I think I have a picture of some of the other girls in here, all grew up in this program. They know what it's like. I mean, they looked forward to going every year, you know, taking the fifth wheel or the tenth or whatever it was. Here's a fourth generation. Can you hold that there, Jeremiah? This is a fourth generation, Mr. Tyler's grandson, James, and his child. And the little boy has a hearing impaired situation where they had to put an implant. And he came down, I think it was on Wednesday, and on Thursday morning, they were at the Children's Hospital so he could get the other ear done. But four generations of going to volunteer Christian Builders. Go ahead, Jeremiah. All right, here, stop that right there, Jeremiah. Here's our team leader, Volley and Irene, his lovely wife, his two boys, Paul and Glenn, and one of the grandchildren in their family. So you can see how... they've developed over the years and grown into it. All right, Jeremiah. All right, there's the girls grown up right there. We got Michelle on the left and then Rachel Tyler, Amy Zazinski, who used to be Amy Brown, now married, and Jessica. I knew who it was. I was just playing with you. And this is one of the younger girls out of Seneca, Missouri, Mackenzie, I believe is her name. Here's Vince leading one of our prayer sessions. And the prayer sessions are all volunteer, too, as far as would you like to do the devotional and prayer. So it's not we force anybody to do it. It's all volunteering. Okay? We did have a little time of fun, right? There you go. Not anything to keep. Matter of fact, she went fishing every night. Yeah, when you're from Sunray, Texas, you don't have any lakes up there with any fish in it. You know? here's the walls going up on the extensions. And guess what came in on Tuesday afternoon? The trusses. Now, if that was on the ground and we didn't have that boom, we normally would have those push up by hand. We'd have five people on the ground and five people on the walls up top, and we'd be pulling those trusses up by hand. But we're fortunate that we had the boom there. Doing a layout on a new floor plate for the next wall. Brother Lee's day that he came, this would have been on a Tuesday. And that's what we got Tuesday afternoon, and Brother Lee left town. So we're having to roll the equipment up, get undercover, because this one had lightning that day, so we didn't want anybody getting hurt. Miss Pat came down on Wednesday, wasn't it, Miss Pat? Tuesday afternoon? Okay. This was a wood 3D, I don't know how to explain it. It was an overlay that somebody had made in the church, and I took a picture of it. I thought it was just a blessed picture. I tried to tell Paul to let go of the wall. We already had the braces up, but he wasn't paying attention, you can tell. I'm doing my job here, John, doing my job. Having to push the water out of the way so we could work. Max is our saw man. He does most of our chop saw work. Look at the ground, how wet it is. Oh, there we go. Anybody know what that is? Anybody want to guess? Huh? A restroom? No, it's our shower facilities. Yes. Yes. It's definitely our shower facilities. Needless to say that for some reason that hose bib that they had plumbed in there was plumbed with hot water. So, you know, it was great. It was great. A little rain break here on the next day. I guess this is probably Tuesday or Wednesday now. Here's the ladies and some of the other guys that are putting on all these straps. That there has to be a strap on every one of them 2x4s, 18-inch straps. And I think they probably had 20 nails in every one of them, didn't they, guys? I mean, there was a lot of nails that had to be put in them. Getting the hallway wall up now. Paul's standing around holding the wall again. You know, looking busy here, boss. You know how that is. I have to check out the kitchen facilities here, ladies. I don't want you to think that I was just checking it out and make sure that. Now, our ladies cooked our breakfasts every morning, but the church ladies came in and served us a meal. Homemade ice cream. There you go. Amen, huh? That was Darren. This lady had to have extra chocolate, so I put it on her arm. And Darren came in from Seneca, Missouri. Jim and Paula Corbin, they're also from there also. Anybody want to look up Hebrews 6:19? Don is, I think he's 78. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's enjoying that ice cream, I'm telling you. Don leading one of our devotionals. Back to work again. Because there was a swell in the floor over here where those men were standing, they had to clip all the walls and get the wall down level so that we could put the truss on it. It had about an inch and a half rise in the floor there. Okay. Hebrews 6:19 says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entering into that within the veil. More straps we're having to tack down. Miss Elaine right here from Sunrise, she says she went home like this. She had put so many straps in. All right. You can see those top straps. Back up one, please. See them top joist to top plate straps? And they had to use them on the headers and on all the header to cripples to the rafter right above it. So it was pretty intensive. Go ahead, Jeremiah. Started raining again here again. You can tell by my camera. I wasn't paying attention. So we had another rain delay. I think this one lasted a couple of hours, wasn't it, Paul? Yeah, there's the end result of it right there. So one of the beautiful sunsets there at Trinity Bay. And another fishing day. Fishing night, let me correct that. So you can see the mist on the water. That's how hot it was during the day, and just that light rain made the temperature change that we ended up with fog down in there. Look at all them bugs. And see, we caught what did we catch? One horseshoe? One stingray? Yeah, a lot of guards and a couple of small catfish. He just wouldn't want to take my bait, Miss Vicky. I don't know what his problem was. That's all right. I didn't want to catch him anyway. That's the lightning storm that evening that I caught on camera. So it was coming towards us. And it's the next morning. We got homemade buttermilk biscuits. Well, here's those trusses we were talking about. Notice the angular ones. That's the sanctuary, the scissors trusses, so that we create this type of a look that you see here in this building. And having to walk on all those to get to the next one. Waiting on the layout man here to trim out the next wall. Here's the rain again. Got the trusses on the first section. And Volley physically can't work anymore, but he said he always prays for us. You know what? I believe that he was out there praying for us, each and every one of us that was working there. And he made some darn good peanut brittle, didn't he? Yes. Yes. Again, this is the lodge that we stayed at. This was blown down completely in 2008, and the owner rebuilt it. All new inside. It was really, really nice. And because of the work that we were doing, the owner of it was able to give it to us at a nominal fee. I think they were charged $600 for the week that we were there, $100 a night. So, and usually in a lot of these pitches, people keep saying, well, it's all I see you doing is eating. Is that what you were going to say, Miss Vicky? Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. They can feed us anytime they want. There's the frame out for the Sunday school building. Restrooms on this side, utility room, and all classrooms are all on the other side over there. Square footage, it was 60 by 70, 4,200 square foot. Yeah. Huh? 60
by 70?
Is that what it is? Okay. Oh, you get this guy? He's supposed to be working, and he's over here taking selfies. I mean, come on. And I wouldn't mind, but it was my camera. Here we are waiting around now for the last truss that's busted. So there's Lonnie fixing the truss on the ground. These guys that ran that boom were there the whole day, weren't they, Paul? They were there early in the morning and stayed until we got the last one up. So it was a blessing. One of the local boys was there a minute ago. Two-foot on centers, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. 2x6 tops and bottoms and 2x4 bracing. Mm-hmm. That's when we finished. It was dark enough that my camera missed taking a picture. This is Friday evening. But needless to say, we got it done. Yeah, we go 1 week every year. We do have a week in October that's available, depending on what jobs. Because we went to Oak Spring in October last year. It's now Big Spring. Big Spring, Texas. That's when Jackie came on his first trip with us and loading the equipment. There it is. There's our finished product. All right. Listen, I can't not. Ladies, you know, each because we're not all skilled when we go, there's always a need when you're moving that amount of lumber around, a need for gophers. You know what the gopher is, right? Go for this, go for that. And we had a young boy by the name of Tim. Forgot his last name right offhand. He had a little 13-ounce hammer, and he had his little cloth pouch. You know, boy was eager to work. And he was the type of kid that walked right up to you and said, oh, let me get that, you know, with his, you know, holds the hammer way up by the top, you know what I mean? His heart was in the right place, but by 3 days of that, let me get that, I asked him to go to the trailer to get the board stretcher. You know where I'm going with this, Rebecca? An hour and a half later when he came back, and I says, oh, man, it wasn't in there. I think somebody moved it. You better go ask what's his name. By Thursday, he knew what I was talking about. So I had to find out another piece of equipment that I had to have him send go look for, and it was called a Skyhook. And, yeah, so we could get the wall up. But, you know, bless their heart. You know, my girls grew up in Texas and never got to see major snow. But we got to go to Colorado a couple of years, and they could never forget about the fact that they went up to Eagle Pass in Pagosa Springs and made angels in the snow. You know, those little memories mean a lot to them, how they grow up into these young ladies that they are and young boys today. You know, what they do is they learn a life skill. They're hanging around with Christians that have one thing in mind, and that is serving the Lord. And they learned life skills there also in praying and in doing things. So there is times that we allow them or parents allow them to go either swimming or we were in Dilley, Texas, and I think which is the Pecos capital of the Cantaloupes in Dilley, south of San Antonio. And all the kids went together 1 year and went to Six Flags down there in San Antonio. So, you know, I mean, it's not like if there's nothing to do. There's always something to do, and the local people are usually pretty generous to us on having the children with us. But safety is more important than anything. Some of the ladies volunteered just to watch the other children so, you know, that their husbands can work, that type thing. Is there any questions? Well, we only have an availability. If Lord, no. We told the Lord, Lord, we're available that week, so whatever jobs that come up, we could end up in North Dakota, we could end up in Oregon, we don't know. Last year we went to Big Springs, what did it take, about 9 hours? 9 hours to get out to Big Spring, Texas, and we were very fortunate that we were close this year in Oak Island. Anybody else have any questions? All right. Let's let me have a closing prayer on this session, and then we want to open up the floor to any prayer requests that we have. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I did mention it. We do start a prayer chain. Paul mentioned about the fact how we've adopted another family. You know, a lot of these people come from different places. They're giving up just as much as we're giving up. I think we had 6 or 7 families from the Seneca, Missouri, Joplin, Missouri, that triangle area, Oklahoma, are in there that came down to be with us. We have people that came as far away as Sunray, Texas, which is up by Dumas. So, you know, they take just as much as we travel. They, in turn, travel in the opposite directions. But these are all churches that we have been to, and they now are part of our team. So it's a blessing. There are other teams available. You can go on our website, Volunteer Christian Builders. We're part of the Southern Baptists. We are a nonprofit organization. And if you want to go with another team at any given time, locally or wherever they might be, I know they're going to be in Livingston. I remember seeing it on the list. I think they're working at the encampment up there in Livingston. There's a couple of other locations that are available. I know there's one going into Oregon this week. They're going to be putting up a couple of buildings up there. All right, let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that, Lord, that we can be available to be service to you, Lord, and, Lord, that you have allowed us to be part of the extension of your kingdom, Lord, here on earth. Lord, we know that you'll do blessed things with the church that we were working at. Lord, thank you for keeping us safe, Lord. Lord, the pastor and the fellowship there at that church was encouraging to us, and they're encouraging to the community, Lord, as they're reaching out to each and every one of those that are down there, Lord. Lord, we know that you accomplished what you wanted to accomplish through us there, Lord, and we're anticipating a rededication, Lord, of that facilities, Lord, in the future, that we can go down there and share and be part of it, Lord. Again, we thank you for all the blessings that you've given to us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'd like to open up the floor to prayer requests this evening.